This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta make it loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing after 4th of July? Hope you guys had a great birthday party for America. America deserves the best. I tell you, I thought it wasn't as big a celebration as it could have been. You know, I noticed that areas around my area, because I live in Las Vegas, were spending a whole lot of time sprinkling the grass. We do have grass in Las Vegas. There's some real nice golf courses and some real nice vegetation, but for the most part, I saw a lot of water being used. Especially in the hours leading up to fireworks. And so you really couldn't walk anywhere because it was all wet grass and sprinklers were going on. And I get that. They wanted to prepare the grass. And the city was, like, scared to death that these fireworks were going to light up our dry, dry, dehydrated plants. And the whole city would go up in smoke. Thank God it didn't happen. I'm not really sure what the tally is on how many local fires. But, you know, I'm watching the fireworks, and it was great. We were at our friend's house, and we're in their backyard, and we're watching the fireworks. And usually I'm out of town this week, so I never get to see the fireworks up close. And they were really beautiful fireworks. It was a really, really beautiful time. But I'm like, are we really celebrating America? And I know this, you guys are going to start to groan, going, oh, no, here she goes about the Constitution. But I got to tell you something. I mean, how do the average people celebrate the birth of our country? I mean, do they know the Constitution? Do they talk about the Declaration of Independence? Do they talk about what our forefathers have done? No. A couple people did make some British jokes. And again, I have family who are British. We have friends who are British. I mean, I like to make fun of them because, you know, they speak better than I do. It's always fun to make fun of their accent. And I'm not saying on, you know, America's birthday, we need to, you know, bash the British by no means. But, you know, a discussion of our history, just, you know, teaching our kids a little bit more about why we do what we do. You know, if you ask kids, you know, what is 4th of July? Well, it's where we celebrate fireworks. Well, why? What happened? America is celebrating a birthday. Why? What exactly happened? And so, a lot of people don't understand the history. You know, and having been to Philly and Boston, back east, I just kind of now have this little, you know, kind of patriotic stick up my butt right now. And I love our country. I think it's wonderful. And we're talking about the fireworks. You know, people credit the Chinese for coming up with some of the first fireworks, although India and Middle East may also be credited as well. But the Italians were the ones, I guess, that came up with the nice fancy colors, the pink and the blue and the red and all that. You know, and so for a brief moment during fireworks, I decided to salute Italians. I was like, salute. I love Italians, especially Italian men. So I spent a moment, right, thanking Italian men for all their accomplishment, especially to our Independence Day. So, you know, for the most part, it looks like we got through unscathed. Now, there's a very, very fancy neighborhood next to mine. I'm not in the fancy neighborhood. There's a very, very fancy neighborhood with some stars. I'm not supposed to say who's there, but it's one who I loved in the 90s, and if I ever ran into her, shall we say, I would be, like, begging for her autograph. I would be tattooing her autograph on me. That's what a big fan I am of this superstar from the 90s. And anyway, and she's still a superstar. So we decided to kind of break into their neighborhood a little bit. Now, I don't want to say break in. But we decided to go into that neighborhood and watch the fireworks. And they're up on the mountain. That's where you could see the whole Vegas Valley. One thing that's very interesting about Vegas is it's kind of like a bowl. So you have the mountains surrounding like a bowl, like a you know, like when you get your Fruit Loops? Yeah. And then in the center, all the Fruit Loops. Are the, well, not Fruit Loops, but, okay, us Las Vegas people, which are, you know, Lucky Charms. How about this? Can I use Lucky Charms instead of Fruit Loops? Can we do that? Okay, good. Lucky Charms. And so you could see the little bitty displays all over. Now, what I thought was fascinating is there were some other people sitting on the mountain also. And rather than, you know, appreciating the country and appreciating, you know, what we're seeing, you start to hear people badmouth the little weenie firework shows. And you want to know what? I joined in. I mean, you have some real nice firework shows, and all of a sudden you have, like, a little bleep. And then you look over to the southwest, and there's, like, a couple little bleeps, trying to look like real big bleeps, and it's a little bleep. And then you look to the southeast, then you look over to the northwest, and I thought it was really, really entertaining to just sit there and make fun of the little bleeps. And one thing I think we need to, you know, take from this is whether we know about the Declaration of Independence or we appreciate our Constitution, we appreciate what our forefathers have done, or we appreciate July 4th, 1776. The one thing, though, that I did notice, you know, and it kind of dissolved the patriotic stick that was up my butt yesterday, was that we do come together, even if it's just watching fireworks. Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of fights and crime. I think everybody, you know, stopped for a moment to look at fireworks. And I don't want to get all touchy-feely and lovey-dovey and everything like, you know, kumbaya. But, you know, even if we don't, right, really, really get what July 4th is about, and we make the mistake of not teaching our kids and stuff, which has to be rectified, I don't want us to not celebrate it. Because still, I saw some really, really cool Americanism yesterday. And I'm a happy girl. Now, then the happiness left because the dogs went ape crazy. I posted on Facebook asking for a doggy lullaby because my dogs were just losing their stool. Everybody in the neighborhood was just completely freaking out. And the fireworks didn't stop till about, what, 4:45 this morning? So I've been up since 4:45 this morning, and then I turned around and got up at 5. So basically I had like a 15-minute nap because the dogs went crazy. When it comes to 4th of July, okay, your dogs don't really give a damn, okay, how what's going on. Bring them in. Give them a sedative. Do something. Because for those of us that have to work and want to revel in the festivities that we just had this week, we can't do it. And the dogs, my dogs are still going crazy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have, big thanks again. I'm sorry to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Jason, and Brad who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm blown away by how the globe united to help these 12 boys and their football coach that got stuck in a northern Thailand cave. They're still alive. They're alive, and they're still there. Because, as we talked about a couple days ago, these kids don't know how to dive, and they don't know how to swim. Many of them, I don't think, can swim at all. They're weak, and the floodwaters are still too high for them to just walk out. So, we're being told, because they have Thai Navy SEALs, and it's a member who is not authorized to speak to the media, but CNN has reported, that the SEALs have started to pump oxygen into the chamber, and it is too dangerous to move the group out at this time. A new doctor's report highlighted that two of the boys and the coach were suffering with exhaustion from malnutrition. They say fresh details of the operation underway at the Tam Long Nang Non to free the team were emerging on Thursday as rescuers pushed ahead with multiple plans to extricate the group trapped underground for almost 2 weeks. They say the rain is forecast to be coming in this weekend. So this puts a lot of pressure on rescuers to formulate a plan to extract the boys before the floodwaters rise anymore. The boys are wrapped in foil blankets. They look skinny. Again, they're all in relatively okay health. But they are currently trying to pump out volumes of water. There's a lot of narrow, winding passages that are still flooded. So you really can't dive without visibility. You can't. And so, teaching them how to swim or dive is dangerous. Now, they have been talking about, well, we don't necessarily need to teach them how to be divers. We just need to teach them to be comfortable underwater in the mass. They don't necessarily have to be, complete divers. Again, we're talking about hours to get these guys out. If not, they could be stuck living there for months. Rescuers entering the cave complex located in northern Thailand have had to navigate dark, flooded tunnels for 6 hours to reach the team. It takes another 5 hours to return to the entrance. Around the camp that has sprung up near the cave entrance, you have Thai military divers that have set up an encampment with diving gear and equipment, while people from the local community are handing out food to rescuers, other volunteers, and there's also a small army of press on the site. So everybody's trying to help. And so, again, this wasn't an outing, a bunch of students or soccer players with their coach. And most of the cave path is above water, but there are certain areas that flooded after the storm, such that they would have to navigate a lot of miles plus areas where they would be underwater. So the boys, from what we understand, have been in good spirits despite being 2 weeks underground. And they say they are overall in good health, but they're weak. They've been in darkness. They, have had some minor wounds. They're depressed probably. I mean, it's, and what they would do is if they do decide to extricate these boys, with diving masks, they'll be on the full face ones. And they would also have to be able to make sure they could go one at a time during some of the areas. Let me see if I have any other new information on this, because this is, we're getting some, there we go. Okay, so an official now says they may be able to get them to walk out as the rescuers are making headway with draining water. They say Thai rescuers are racing against time to drain water from a third chamber. If I could show you guys a picture, I wish I could. You see it's the loops of the cave where at least three sites are completely flooded with water while the rest of it is dry. And so getting into that cave area to pump the water out, it's tricky. Monsoon rains are looming. There's a very small window. They say the rescuers have made progress, and they believe that they could, hopefully, if they hurry enough, get the boys to be able to walk out without using the diving equipment. But in 2 days, rain's supposed to be coming. They also say it takes 6 hours for rescuers to reach the team and 5 hours to swim out of the cave. So these guys would be in the water for a while. We are looking at some of the pictures now coming in. You see them in foil blankets. Some of them are smiling. So, I got to tell you, that's crazy. That's got to be hard. And they're hungry, And, yeah, food is being brought to them. But, also, they've been starving, so they can't just, load up on, Kit Kats or whatever. I mean, it's got to be some of the nutrition sometimes has to even be in liquid form. We talked about how when some people are found having been, trapped out in the desert, et cetera, and you want to give them food, many times they'll throw it right back up because the body isn't prepared for that. In fact, that happened. My kids found a dog that had been abandoned out in the desert and had been starving. And I'm like, gosh, thank God it wasn't a rabid dog, because that dog could have, wanted to eat you guys, and start biting you. And, they start giving the dog food. The dog starts throwing up. It's just, you got to kind of, retrain the body to accept little boluses of food. Again, the boys are aged between 11 to 16, and we'll keep you guys posted. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 18 people have been hospitalized, according to 11 ABC Eyewitness News, after they were exposed to feces at a Charlotte cookout. This is in North Carolina. They say health officials say a cookout and party may be responsible for an illness that sent dozens of people to the hospital. North Carolina. Charlotte Mecklenburg's Emergency Medical Service said at least 15 people in one apartment complex were taken to hospitals after reporting gastrointestinal and other symptoms Sunday. It was a neighborhood birthday party Saturday night, and the medic company said it responded to five separate calls, first starting about 4:45. 33 people had to be taken to the hospital, 18 admitted, some in the ICU. Well, why? They got exposed to Shigella. Shigella is a bacteria that is really, really nasty. Gives off a toxin. And they believe they got the Shigella poisoning from food. According to the CDC, people who are sick with shigellosis have Shigella germs in their stool. And Shigella is very contagious. Just a small amount of germs can make you sick. So if you get these on your hands, and then you touch your food or mouth, you can get yourself sick. If you touch contaminated surfaces like a stool from a sick person, toys, bathroom fixtures, changing tables, diaper pails. If you change the diaper of a sick child or you're caring for a person who's sick that has a Shigella, or if you're eating food that was prepared by someone who was sick or contaminated. Now, foods that are consumed raw are also more likely to be contaminated. And Shigella germs can also contaminate fruits and vegetables, especially in fields where they grow and contain human waste. So, you know, it's really interesting. We have a friend and their family that I notice never really liked eating at parties. We're in the same friend group, and so when we go to parties, we notice that they would always pre-feed the kids prior. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, come on, look, you know, there's birthday cake, there's this, there's, you know, come on. And, you know, we used to make fun of the head of the household, right? And, you know, call them names and, you know, accuse them of being overly obsessive. But when somebody sees something like this, where somebody may not wash their hands or they sit on a stool and then touch that stool, and you start to see how easy, like, look at this, 33 people sent to the hospital. That's a lot of cross-contamination. And, I mean, nobody is licking each other's toilet seat. It means you either have a very, very bad, nasty pathogen, or you have somebody who didn't give a damn, infected a whole bunch of food, and now you have all these people sick. But, you know, the potential for mass foodborne illness is huge. We've been talking about this for years. And, you know, we think, well, our stomach acid will handle it. We do have stomach acid, and the stomach acid, with its real low pH, does kill a lot of germs. But some of these are real smart, wily, savvy bugs. You know, the stomach is supposed to be digesting the food into as small as it can components to then start feeding it into the intestine. And I would like a study to see what type of foods seem to protect these bugs from the stomach acid. And those types of foods we may need to watch more closely. Like, for example, we hear potato salad. All right, well, you can't leave potato salad out because you get sick. Well, what if these bugs are hiding deep in the potato, such that the outer part of the potato is getting fried by the acid, but the inner part is still kind of protected? And maybe that's where some of the bugs hide out. So these are some of the things we need to think about. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
President Trump will announce his next Supreme Court nominee Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're hearing of a phone call that took place between Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the president where Schumer urged Trump to nominate Merrick Garland. Former governor of Arkansas Mike Huckabee says Democrats are going to oppose probably whoever the president picks, but they really shouldn't.
I think it's going to be hard for the Democrats to bring up a justified reason to oppose his candidate. Remember, they may not particularly like the person. They may not agree with how that person may approach the Constitution, because a lot of Democrats think that the Constitution should be interpreted according to the latest contemporary culture.
The 44-year-old Staten Island woman who scaled the Statue of Liberty during a 4th of July protest is due in Manhattan federal court this afternoon. The woman faces federal misdemeanor charges, including trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government functions. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, when I was watching the fireworks yesterday and I was hearing the popping sounds, I immediately thought of last week's shooting and shootings from a few weeks ago where students said they heard popping sounds, so they thought it was fireworks. And all week long you're hearing popping. And I think nowadays we look at the popping a little differently. Maybe that's why yesterday's fireworks was kind of a little bittersweet and wasn't as enjoyed as I think many of us would have, because we just, it's been a rough year. It's been a rough couple years. And hearing students and kids say, I thought it was just fireworks. You heard pop, pop, pop. And then come to find out there's a shooter in the school. It kind of gives you the, heebie-jeebies. Well, we're being told that the Roxburgh glare, actually, for many people in the armed forces, can trigger symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. They say Americans celebrating the nation's 242nd birthday, right? whether it's going to the beach or barbecues, have, unfortunately for some veterans, caused a remembrance of what they dealt with, whether it was Korean War, Vietnam War, World War II. And these Roman candles or traditional firecrackers or small poppers, these sounds transport servicemen and women back to the battlefield. They get these memories and images, you know, and according to Benjamin Dupree, who served in the U.S. Marine Corps during Operation Desert Storm, he says it depends on the state of mind I'm in. For some veterans, it could be disturbing. It could make me angry. For others, it takes you back to specific areas of combat. He said, for me, it's explosion. In my case, it puts you right back, especially if it's unexpected. Bang, you jump, you duck. It's what you're trained to do. That's according to John Farron, who served during the Vietnam War in the Navy. Now, what can the public do? Well, according to Fox News, a nonprofit charity called Military with PTSD sells yard signs to veterans to put their front lawn. In large print, it says, "Veterans live here. Please be courteous with fireworks." It's a way for civilians to be mindful if they have a veteran living next door. Now, I know this is after the fact. We just celebrated it. But if you kind of notice that some of your veterans didn't participate, or some of them may be a little bit, you know, quiet over the next couple days, keep in mind that this was kind of rough. According to Sean Gurley, executive director of Military with PTSD, he said the reaction is very real to them at the moment. And so they get very embarrassed because here they're supposed to be hardened warriors and a firework goes off that they're not expecting. It's always the unexpected fireworks. They always do fine at big fireworks shows. They could go and participate. A lot of veterans can set off their own fireworks and they're fine. But when they're not expecting them on the days leading up to the 4th of July, that's when the problems come in. And yeah, apparently fireworks have been set off for days before, and we're going to still hear fireworks coming after, especially with the 4th of July coming in the middle of the week. They said one tragic instance in 2015 in Georgia, there was a 27-year-old Army veteran who committed suicide after going into a PTSD attack from an exploded firework on 4th of July. They say the number of veterans living with PTSD is growing. And experts say many cases still go undiagnosed and underreported. They say PTSD has increasingly been studied mostly related to war, and reliving that trauma is so much more. We used to be able to come back from war, not be able to see it over and over again. Even if you're not at war, you're watching it happen somewhere else. That's according to a neuropsychologist from Columbia University, Sanam Hafiz. They say many veterans will self-medicate to deal with the prolonged effect of symptoms. And they say 11 out of, and they say, according to U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, between 11 and 20 out of every 100 veterans are going to have PTSD in a given year. They say the war is never over because your mind always brings it back to your recollection. So, you know, this was very, very interesting. This statement that Mr. Gurley said, where veterans get very embarrassed because here they're supposed to be these hardened warriors and a firework goes off that they're not expecting. What we need to do when anybody comes back from military service, depending on whatever level of combat or mayhem they had to endure or witness, there needs to be a debriefing and there needs to be a transitioning and maybe a desensitization of certain things. The mind is very brilliant. Our brains are designed to do things that we'll never be able to make a car or an airplane or a spaceship do. Our brains are phenomenal. And PTSD is a sign of a brain's brilliance. All right? That brain, beyond what you want to do in your heart, that brain is going to want to protect you. And so if anything familiar to a sound or a sudden movement or a memory jogs the brain's defense mode, I mean, it'll go into defense mode. And it's something that that's its job. That's exactly its pay grade. That's what the brain is supposed to do. And there's going to be a fine line between desensitizing somebody that comes back and making them lose that instinct or that sixth sense. You know, it's interesting. They, you know, talk about PTSD as, you know, in the mental disorder category And, you know, the one thing I'm noticing is a lot of people diagnosed with a quote-unquote mental disorder actually have a real gift. They're able to see things we don't see. They're able to feel things we don't see. They're able to understand things that we don't see. They're able to have a resilience that we don't have. And so PTSD may actually be providing a gift that we can't wrap our hands around and we can't utilize because it's so, there's so much negative surrounding it. You see, like, you know, I talk about this with autistic kids. You know, autistic kids, we are so concerned about them not potty training, them not socially transitioning into, you know, culture and society and having so many issues that we forget to nurture and cultivate some of their greatest strengths and gifts. And many autistic children are smarter than, you know, 2,000 humans combined. And but we're just so overwhelmed with dealing with the bad. Same thing with post-traumatic stress disorder. It is so debilitating. These people suffer. They're suicidal. They're not getting the care they get. But there's something that they picked up that they learned with that experience that could protect them and even family members. It's just the overreaction to certain sounds or firecrackers or whatever, unfortunately, do not allow them to manifest that gift that they might have accrued during an experience in wartime. You see what I mean? You know, I remember when I was younger, my dad was talking about the Israeli military. And he said, you know, look, if you see combat, you're going to be different. You're going to be different in a good way. You're going to be different in a bad way. And I didn't get that as a kid because I didn't really get a lot of what my dad said because he had an accent, you know. Okay, with combat, you'll be good way, and then there's bad way. And I didn't really understand what the hell he was saying. Until now, I get that. I guess for some people that have been through it, maybe they're ready. Maybe they're poised. Maybe they're always on the lookout. You know, as opposed to this ignorance, they're always looking. They're always ready, and they're prepared. Yet the bad part is, you know, ignorance is bliss. You don't get to live in La La Land. You know, you're always reminded of it. So I find that very fascinating. You know, we expect our military to be tough, and they don't want to come back and be stigmatized. No, they have PTSD. Oh, well, if they have PTSD, then they're going to be suicidal. They're going to be our men and women, they want to come back and reintroduce back into society and work and have a family and go about their normal lives. So it's very easy to kind of kick this under the rug. And we don't have enough support for them. But I believe there are things that we can do to desensitize them so that they could go to a movie. I told you, one of my friends, his father served in World War II. He was a much older father to this kid. And we saw Saving Private Ryan, and he was ducking. Because, again, it sounded so real with those bullets coming around. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this story has been making headlines. A gas station manager has been fired after telling one of the workers, who's a mom, whose son had to be on life support, for her to get to work or be fired. So let me break down what happened. Crystal Fisher of Albion, this is in Michigan, told Fox 17 that her son Jason, 18 years old, was rushed to the hospital Thursday after his temperature spiked to 104 degrees and he had low oxygen. Scary. So the mom, Crystal, told the daughter, who's 14 years old, right, to call her boss at PS Food Mart. Let them know that she's not going to make it to work due to her son's illness. And as a parent, I'd be beside myself. The daughter said, can you have somebody cover mom for Friday? My brother's really sick. They're going to have to ventilate him. And the boss, I could hear her over the phone, telling the daughter, this ain't the way we run things. Your mother needs to be the one calling me. Now, Ms. Fisher said she was told by the doctors that her son needed to be transported to the University of Michigan. The doctor came in and told me that they were going to have to tube him and transport him to University of Michigan. She said, I lost it. That's my kid. So she was told that her son had a bacterial infection and he was going to have to be placed on life support. So then she sent a text to her manager. Manager was defined, identified as her name, Dawn, the next day, letting her know that she would not be able to make it to work until her son's condition improved. Then this is what happened. She goes, I text her Saturday and said, hey, just let you know that I'm not going to be able to come to work until further notice, at least until he's off life support. Then the text back was, oh, so you're letting me know you're quitting. So she was kind of shocked, and she goes, okay, so how do we do things when my child is on life support? I never said I was quitting, so I take it that you're firing me? And the manager says, if you can't come to work, that's you quitting. Fisher explained she was letting her know ahead of time that she cannot make it to work due to my child's life on the line. And you see the text messages. And then Dawn allegedly replies, I will not get into this with you on here, but I've been more than accommodating during this, allowing schedule changes and such. There is no reason you can't work, and I will not tolerate drama. End of conversation. If you aren't there to work your shift tomorrow, then I take it as you've quit. So then she said she was going to contact corporate. The manager supplied the mother with the corporate's office number. And then Fisher had one last question. Would you be able to go to work and function if your child was on life support? I don't know if I'm coming or going, and you expect me to work? And then she replies, yes, I would. I still have bills to pay and something to keep me busy and occupied. We don't just get to come and go as we please at Folk Oil. I have tomorrow and Monday covered. Your son is in the best place he could be. I have a store to run, and that's my focus. So, wow. Anyway, the text exchange was put on Facebook. And keep in mind, any text exchanges you have with people can very easily go viral and be put on Facebook. So just know that there's no privacy with texting. And a lot of things are going wrong here. So when I first heard this, I'm like, okay, Phil, the manager thought she was faking. The manager didn't have any idea if she was really lying or not. And so she, you know, tried to call her bluff. The problem is it looked like the manager did know that something was going on. And she said, no, but you can still show up. You can still be here. Now, the manager has been fired, and appropriately so. But we don't have a good system in place. And I bring these things up all the time because the moral I keep bringing up is we, as employers and employees, are really at a loss when we don't have a proper breakdown of how we need to do things. So, like, for example, as an employer, it was the biggest, shall we say, obstacle I had in practice. You know, I'd like to say Obamacare was the worst thing that happened, right? You know, to just completely mess up your day. It really wasn't. The day-to-day mess-ups happened because staff would call with no notice. Staff is always calling out. So now you finally have someone who's really, really sick. You have, you know, a real, real case, and many times you don't believe it. I mean, we would probably every week get two or three call-outs. Every week. And you're trying to run a business. You're trying to take care of, you know, patients. And, you know, when you don't have staff, that puts your patients at risk. And it's tough. And you know, you can't just hire we call it a board where you have extra people that you could call on call because people need jobs. You can't. I mean, I know a lot of casinos do that, where they have people that, you know, on the board where you could call them and use them on call, say, look, can you be here in an hour? We just got a call in. You can't really do that in medicine because the average person needs to have a regular job. And so we don't have a good system in place in our society where employers who have struggled with the recession or these small business owners, what they do when their staff wants to leave or needs to leave. I mean, in the olden days, you didn't have a lot of sick leave. You didn't have, you had to struggle and you had to make it to work, which we have tried to progress and tried to fix these days. You know, if I had a staff member whose child was on life support, family comes first. I don't care, whatever you need, that's fine. But we're in this day and age, you don't have somebody loyal to the company that, you know, rarely needs to call out. Call outs happen all the time. And my guess is at a convenience store, it probably happens even more often than we see in medical clinics. And so what do we do when you think somebody's faking? How do you address that? Okay, well, you have sick leave. You have leave for that. Well, that's good. That's fine. But the sick leave doesn't solve all the problems. One is people run out of sick leave. Two is when your staff needs to call out at the last minute, how do you man a post? You know, it's over-hiring seems to be the only answer, where you always have an extra person around, an alternate. But that's difficult. A lot of people can't afford that. And many employers, which I was trained, need to harbor a atmosphere of, no, you can't just call out all the time. There's consequences for people that just call out and not give us notice. They're probably not going to work here long. So now this hits employers in the face, where this one actually was a line. This was a real serious case. Her kid had to go to the hospital. And it does. It sucks for the employer. It really sucks for the family. That's horrible. I mean, who would want to deal with that? I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. And it sounds like the kid hopefully is recuperating. But employers, what are they supposed to do? You know, we can't just keep throwing more sick leave. We can't keep throwing more vacation leave. It is too expensive to have extra staff. Staff are more and more expensive. And so to conclude this and wrap this up is, you're going to start seeing more automation. You're going to start seeing less of a reliance on the human and more reliance on something else, on automation, so that you can hire less people. And if you do need to have an alternate, you have that extra money that you could play with from an employee standpoint. But, you know, we don't have that worked out yet. And it's an issue that nobody talks about, because we got immigration issues. We got the Supreme Court, and we got, you know, North Korea, and there's so much else going on that nobody wants to talk about. All right, how do we handle employees and employers, you know, dealing with call outs? That nobody thinks that's important, but I see that as very integral. If we don't come up with something that helps employers out when staff keep calling out, and we don't have a system in place that helps employees that have to take care of a kid that is fighting death, right, we are going to find ourselves in a much more automated world and out of jobs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.